Get Up. That's right. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
You're probably going to be really disappointed that you're already married, Cliffo, because there is a new, I guess, phase in the wedding world where women are walking down the aisle holding a bouquet of pizza instead of flowers.
I love this.
This is awesome. So they actually make like little flowers out of pizza, so it still looks like a bouquet from a distance. But when you get close up, it's all these little individual pizzas and pizza scrolls and fun little pizza things. You can even get pizza buttonholes for the guys. So everyone, instead of having flowers, has pizza. And at the end of the day, because everyone's always hungry at the end of a wedding,
you've got your
midnight snack.
You know what, though? Like, the sucky element of it, when a bride walks down the aisle and meets her husband, she always gives the bouquet to her maid of honour to hold during the ceremony.
She'd only get half of it back.
Mate, there'd be nothing by the end of the ceremony. Nothing.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Less than 1 month to the Wattpac Townsville 400. The supercars, they're coming back to Townsville, Gabs.
Yeah, this is my first time going to the event, so I'm really excited. I've been to the Bathurst one. I've seen the Gold Coast track. Now it's time for Townsville, and it's not far away.
No, it's going to be here before you know it. Joining us this morning from Shell V-Power Racing, Fabian Coulthard is actually in the studio.
Hello, Fabs.
The driver with amazing hair every year.
Yours isn't bad.
I've got the fade as well.
Got the same hairdo going on.
Who copied who?
Oh.
Who's older?
Well, I feel like Cliffo's not the one who set the trend here.
I'm 31st of August 1984, so are you born before then?
I'm before you. I'm older.
Yeah, all right.
I'm a dad.
I'm following
you. You're a
you.
Follower, Cliffo.
I'm a follower. I'm a sheep. I will say, though, you are the only man I've ever seen who's had a serious prang. It was at Bathurst, wasn't it, a few years ago when you rolled the car like five or six times?
Certainly was. 2010.
You got out, you took your helmet off, and your hair was still done. It was incredible.
Goals.
Hashtag supercar goals. So we're hoping that doesn't happen again this year for the Townsville 400.
No, you're right. It's that's once in a lifetime. You don't want to have to tick that box again, that's for sure. But no, I'm looking forward to getting back to Townsville. You know, 30 days' time, we'll be racing around the streets here. So, it should be a good time.
Yeah. How do you prep for something like this?
Obviously, it's the same for every event. We have lots of information that the car records. Obviously, the TV vision that we have, the in-car vision from the cars. Our team's just got a simulator so we can get our head in the game and drive the circuit before we get here. So there's lots of little things we can do. We try and come here the best prepared we can be.
Yeah, because every track is different. So
it is.
You've really got to get your head in the game.
Yep, and obviously this one being a street circuit, a lot can evolve and change in 12 months. The track walk on a Thursday is quite important as well.
Yeah, right. Your teammate is Scotty McLaughlin, who's actually leading the championship at the moment. Has there been any temptation to maybe Tonya Harding him in the knee or something? Like in the corridors? Or?
No, look, you know, Scotty's had a fantastic run. You know, when the team wins, we win. If he's up there, he's on the podium, I celebrate his wins and likewise he does for me. So, you know, we've got a good rivalry on the track, but also off the track we work well together. And, you know, it's such a team sport these days. We need everyone to be pulling their weight and doing their bit. And, you know, Scotty and I are the figureheads for the organisation and we try and do the best job we can.
Great sportsmanship happening right there.
But
I love it.
Just saying, if you do need a crowbar, like, I can
hook you up. How about we talk about it off air?
Yeah, let's do that off the tape.
All right, quickly before you go, we do have a quiz that we want to run you through.
Dear.
It's called, we did this with Craig Lowes as well. But this time around, I'm Quizmaster. So you're going up against Cliffo.
I'm terrible with general knowledge.
No. You'll be perfectly fine with this.
True or false?
It's all based on speed.
And it's an option of two answers. So you will be fine. 50-50 chance of getting it right. So it's called, what is it? Fastest finger first.
How long have I got?
Yeah, as long as you need.
Perfect.
As long as you need. All right, you guys ready?
There's my phone.
You're going
I
up against each
out.
Other. It's all about speed. So, fastest YouTube clip to reach 100 million views. Was it A, Psy with Gentlemen, or B, Pamela Anderson running on the beach?
I'll have to go with B.
Pamela Anderson?
Yeah, I'm going to go with B as well, too. Sorry to...
Ba-bow. Wrong on both accounts. He got 100 million views in 3 days.
Really?
Three days for Gentlemen beat his other one of Gangnam Style. All right, number
two.
Says
more about us than anything else.
I didn't even know who Psy was. I knew who Pamela Anderson was.
I think Pamela Anderson was a bit more famous before YouTube became a thing, though. That's the trick question
there. Yeah, she did other videos, too, that got a lot of clicks.
Number two. Which rapper can spit rhymes the fastest? A, Cardi B, or B, Twista?
Ooh. Mate.
Cardi B?
I'm no
You
good.
Don't know either of these, nah. do you?
Nah. You picked the wrong bloke. Go with A. I said B last time, it was wrong, so...
Wrong! It's Twista. He can do 280 words a minute.
God, I think we're all losers.
That's pretty
in this
quick, hey? Okay, final one. Final one. You've got to get one this more. One. Which wins in a race? A, a Formula Rossa roller coaster, which is in Dubai? Or B, Gabby swatting a mozzie?
Definitely Gabby swatting a mozzie.
Bang, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Boom!
Every time.
Speed of light.
Done.
You both got one.
Cat-like
out of three.
Reactions.
Well done.
I tell you what, that is going to be, we're going to be seeing that at 6 o'clock on Channel 10, replacing Family Feud before too long that
yeah,
year.
Yeah, it'll just be me chasing Mozzies down.
I had more success on Family Feud.
Did you do Family Feud?
Yep. We were the winning team. We were the blue oval team that won.
You were the winning team, but how did you go individually?
I did well.
You
did
well?
I did the last 10 questions at the end.
I was just checking, because with this quiz...
That'll be on YouTube.
You only got one out of three, so...
Yeah, but, mate, just...
It's no Family Feud. All right? Where did Grant Daniel must have just come to your belly button. He's a little man. He's a tiny guy. He is. He's small.
He is little.
He's a little guy. Anyway, hey, this guy, he's doing big things on the racetrack, and that's what you want to see. Already seen a win this year, and hopefully we'll have a repeat come less than a month for the Wattpack Townsville 400.
Yep.
Fabian Coulthart, Fabs, great to catch up again. Thanks so much,
no
man.
No worries. Thank you.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now, Gabby, it's time for a royal update. Haven't heard much from Harry and Meg's.
No, well,
since
I was going to say, we haven't spoken much about it because there was so much royal chat in the lead up to the wedding, and then when the wedding happened, that I think everyone had a bit of royal fatigue.
Yeah, it was royal wedding overload.
Yeah, no one really. After they got married, everyone's like, okay, done. Let's move on. I don't want to hear about them for a bit.
Bits and pieces of fun news are starting to filter back through into the mainstream.
Yep.
And news is out this morning that the Queen and Meghan Markle are going to be going on a trip together.
Ooh.
Just the two of them, a girls' trip.
Girls' trip.
On the royal train.
I didn't even know there was a royal train.
I was going to say, did you know this is a thing? Because I've only learnt about this morning. It's a very, like, luxurious 9-carriage locomotive.
Who needs a royal train when they've got private jets?
I don't know. Very British, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
getting around the country. Because apparently that's what they use it for, to get around the countryside. It's very British.
Oh, of course.
Using, you know, Brit Rail. But yeah, it's a 9-carriage locomotive, and only 4 royals are allowed to use it. That is Prince Philip and the Queen, of course.
Yes.
They're the top of the chain. And her firstborn son, which is Prince Charles, and his wife, Camilla.
And
so they
it.
Are the only 4 people who are allowed to use it.
So why is Meghan going on
it? Well, she's got the invite. You can be invited onto the train.
Right.
But how's this for an interesting fact? Kate and Will have never been invited onto the train.
So Kate's not invited on the girls' trip?
She's never been invited on the girls' trip.
What is going on there?
But Meghan swans in 3 weeks after the wedding. She's off on the train with Queenie, which I would imagine is going to become a pretty damn loose affair.
So many cucumber sandwiches and cups of tea.
So many. So much tea, scones and crumpets.
Bring it on.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
An airport in the States yesterday got shut down because of a grenade in a passenger's bag. Turned out that grenade was just a toy, like a kid's toy, from one of those sets that you can get of... toy weapons.
It wouldn't x-ray like that, would it? It would just x-ray the shape of a grenade.
Yeah, but it's not the materials of an actual grenade. But when they looked in the bag, they saw it. And they were like, this is not good. And the entire airport was shut down. It was open pretty quickly afterwards when they figured out what exactly it was. But there were huge lines and huge delays because of that brief close of the airport. But it just got me to thinking, like, toy grenades... Is that a necessary toy? Like, I know there's a lot of toy weapons out there. There's guns, there's grenades, there's swords, there's knives, there's all those kind of toys that kids generally play with when they're young. But I just don't know in this day and age if it's necessary when there's so much terrorism out there, when there's so many accidents with guns. I know majority of them are in the States. There are cases in Australia as well where kids get their hands on guns and accidentally shoot someone or something.
Yeah.
And I just, like, making such a dangerous weapon a toy So kids kind of don't understand that responsibility if they do see one in real life. Is it a good idea?
I honestly, I'm the first one to put my hand up and say there's a gun problem, particularly in the States. Something has to be done. And they have to start with kids and stuff like that. When it comes to Australia, toy guns, cap guns and stuff like that, I don't have an issue with them. I was obsessed with cap guns when I was a kid. I went through a real army kind of phase. Like, Mum used to buy me camo gear from the disposal store and I'd run around in the bush with my mates and we'd have little gun wars with cap guns and play cops and robbers and stuff like that. I was, like, I've touched more cap guns in my life than I have real guns. I was a cap gun guy. And I had great times as a kid doing that. That was my thing.
And, like, I get that it's fun, but it doesn't teach you gun responsibility, does it? Like, if you saw a real gun as a kid, would you understand the severity of picking something like that up because you'd been playing with toy guns so much?
Does it reduce
that responsibility?
I guess the opportunity wasn't really there for me. I wasn't around guns when I was a kid, aside from the cap gun. So, you know, I probably would have maybe touched a real gun as a child if it was there, but I don't know if that would have been because I liked to play with cap guns or just because I was a child.
True.
And kids like to touch what they're not supposed to. I don't know. The other thing I think, too, is if you're going to ban weapon toys, where do you cut the line off? Like, is it going to be water pistols and Nerf guns? You know, they're banned next?
Yeah, because I had water pistols as a kid, I'm not going to lie, and they were just a bit of fun. But I guess I knew the difference, and I don't know if it was taught to me or I just knew it, but the difference between a water gun and an actual weapon, like, there was a big difference there. So maybe there's just an educational aspect that needs to come with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But toy weapons in this day and age, should they maybe be... Not a thing anymore. Like, should we be encouraging kids to play with toy weapons?
13, 12, 16, should toy weapons, toy guns and stuff, just not be a thing anymore in 2018? Again, I don't have an issue with it because I played with them a lot and I think I grew up into adult that's, you know, reasonably stable. Like, it hasn't drawn me towards wanting real weaponry.
There's the other aspect, though, the other perspective of at this airport where a toy grenade caused mass panic.
Mass hysteria.
Because of what is happening around the world with terrorism. So,
yeah.
Toy weapons, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know if they're necessary.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. Sue on 13, 12, 16, what do you think? In 2018, should toy weapons still even be a thing?
Yes, they should be because it's not the weapons that do the harm, it's the education around them. So, my boys grew up with Nerf guns and my son's now 20 and in a pistol club and in an archery club. He has a healthy respect for weapons, even though he played with Nerf guns. We're all so politically correct in taking everything away from kids, but it's how you teach them.
So toy weapons should be a thing as long as the education aspect is there as well.
Absolutely.
Right. So it's a good way to teach them responsibility.
Thank you, Sue. Great call. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. It's Fiona.
Fiona, what do you think about toy weapons?
I think it's the parents' bloody job to teach the kids responsibility.
Sure.
We grew up with toy guns. Mm-hmm. I went in the army. We live in a garrison city.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My parents were my heroes when I grew up. I'm sure that most of the kids here with dads or mums in the army want to be like mum and dad.
So,
I grew up playing with guns. I haven't gone and shot anyone.
Yeah, it comes back to what the last caller said, doesn't it? That there's a responsibility on the parents.
And not only that, it's a good way to start that conversation about education.
Yeah, you're right. All right, thanks for the call, mate. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Jess,
what do you think?
I think we're going way too far with political correctness. It's all about education. If your kids know that there's a difference between toy guns and real guns, I just don't think there should be a problem. Where's the imagination for the kids? There's nothing.
What about in this instance, though, where there was mass panic because of a toy grenade in an airport? Because people are freaking out about terrorism at the moment.
Definitely understand where the concern comes from in that situation. Like, obviously, you know, that it's a huge issue. But I think if you're sort of educating your kids to know wrong from right in general, and then teaching them the difference between, you know, a toy gun that's, you know, to play with as opposed to a real gun that actually will cause harm to somebody, you know, I just don't think there should be a problem. Yes, the airport situation is a little bit different, but how often are we seeing something like that happen? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's a rare instance, and where, you know, we're going to such extremities to stop something like that happening, when really, does it happen that much that we're going to take away imagination and fun for kids?
Yeah.
I'm noticing a common theme, I guess, amongst all the callers, that you know, it comes back to a bit of education from the parents.
Yeah, so when these toys are provided, as long as that information is also bestowed upon the kids and that conversation is had, then they grow up with that, you know, that... the knowledge of the difference.
Yeah. Hey, thank you to everyone who got on board. That was a meaty one this morning. But, yeah, some really good shared opinions. So thanks for calling through, guys. It's Cliffo and Gabby, Hit 103.1.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.